Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. Today, we have with us the Honorable Carlos Diaz Rosillo, PhD, former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Western Hemisphere Affairs, and the Acting Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs. Carlos Diaz Rosillo is responsible for overseeing the development, coordination, and execution of international security strategy and policy as it relates to the nations and international organizations of Europe, including NATO, Africa, and the Middle East. And the Western Hemisphere. He's also the principal advisor and representative of the Secretary of Defense in all matters related to defense policy and strategy in the Western Hemisphere. And that is his former capacity. He is now involved with the Adam Smith Center for Economic Freedom at Florida International University to inform, innovate, influence, and inspire. Tell us, Carlos, what is the Adam Smith Center for Economic Reform?
Well, first of all, Brian, thank you so much for the opportunity to be in your show. It's a pleasure and an honor. The Adam Smith Center, which was created by the legislature and the governor of Florida just a few months ago, hopes to work at the intersection of policy, public policy, and the free market, so that eventually we can serve as a world-class, independent, nonpartisan think tank that, as you mentioned, that informs, that influences, and inspires both current and future leaders, students and future leaders, to develop and implement policies that are innovative, that are meaningful, that are effective, that advance individual freedom and human prosperity in Florida, in the United States, and around the world. That's, in a nutshell, the vision for the center.
Very good. Now, are you seeking funds? If somebody is listening in Northern Florida, Washington, Buffalo, or Toronto, are you seeking tax-deductible donations for the Adam Smith Center for Economic Freedom?
Oh, absolutely. We're always seeking for donations. We just launched our website, freedom.fiu, as in Florida International University, freedom.fiu.edu. There's a link to a donate, which is fully tax deductible. And absolutely, we're just setting up shop, and we have a lot of exciting programs starting this fall. So we're up and running, and we're always seeking for good people to help out with the mission of the center.
Please give that address again, or phone number, or email, so people can contribute.
Sure. It's www.freedom.fiu.edu. freedom.fiu.edu.
Very good. Now, why is this at the Florida International University, and tell us exactly where you're located?
Sure. So as I mentioned, the governor and the legislature created the center, and they felt it was important for it to be at FIU, which is one of the biggest public universities in the country, and certainly the biggest in South Florida. Because the mission is to try to impact public policies that promote economic freedom, capitalism, around the world. They felt that placing it in Miami would make a whole lot of sense, especially because of the connection to Latin America and the Caribbean. Our goal is to influence policy in the state, in the country, but also around the world. And given Miami's location, they felt it was very, very important to place it in Miami. And the logical choice was FIU as the anchor institution, the anchor educational institution in South Florida.
Now, I understand you're of Hispanic background.
Yeah.
Was this location also with a motive to destroy the oppressive communist regime in Havana, in Cuba, that has repressed people for 60 years with no economic freedom? Was that part of the rationale?
Well, I'm sure that was part of it, but more than just Cuba, although we do hope to eventually do a lot of programming to plan for a peaceful transition to not only democracy, but capitalism in Cuba. But it's not just Cuba, right? It's Cuba, mm-hmm. It's Venezuela, it's Nicaragua, it's Bolivia, it's different nations throughout the Western Hemisphere, and also beyond the Western Hemisphere, Middle East, East Asia. There's spots all over the world where regimes have not allowed citizens to really take advantage of all the freedoms that we enjoy in this country as part of our free market democratic system. And one of the things that we want to do is bring in people from different parts of the world, bring in top scholars and top practitioners. I feel very strongly that universities need to do a much better job at reaching their students, not simply by giving them access to top scholarship, but also to top practitioners, people who have done real life things, people who have been in government before, people who know what it's like to make these tough decisions. And one of the things we want to do, and we're starting it already, bringing in high level government officials from different parts of the world, including a former president who started at the center as a fellow. And we want to expose students to all these individuals who have a lot to offer and a lot to contribute.
Very good. Well, it's very optimistic. Talking about capitalism, are you fearful with the current attitude in the United States and Western Europe of people promoting socialism, which I believe is the same as communism, where the state controls your lives, and it's never been successful? If it was in Poland, North Korea, Vietnam, I've never seen communism and socialism work. Are you trying to conquer that evil?
Absolutely, and you've never seen it work for one reason. It's never worked.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I've been seeing, I was a professor for many years, and I've been involved in academia for a long time, and one of the things that is very troubling is that capitalism seems to have become a bad word, and socialism a good word. You can take classes on socialism, and there seems to be a sense of romantic adventure to socialism, and our students are being exposed to these ideas, which, and I'm not opposed to them being exposed to all sorts of ideas, but it's important to have the resources to expose them also to capitalism, to the beauty of free market. It's not a perfect system. Capitalism is not perfect. But it is the best system we have, right? And so one of the things we want to do is, unlike other places where you only get to hear one side of the equation, we want to present students with all sides so that they can make an informed decision. I'm convinced that once they get exposed to why free markets work, why democracy is the best system we have, they're going to come to the right conclusion. But it's very important for them to be exposed to these ideas. And one of the things we want to do is, again, bring these high-level people who have done real life things to tell them, here's what it's like in the real world, and here's why, even though it's not perfect, here's why capitalism works, here's why free markets work, here's why democratic systems work.
Again, if somebody would like to donate $1 or $1,000 for the Adam Smith Center for Economic Reform at Florida International University, where and how do they send a donation?
Very easy. They can go to our webpage, www.freedom.fiu.edu. We just launched the webpage this morning, and so it's very preliminary. You'll see the basic homepage. You'll see some of the people involved, and then you'll see a button that says donate. You can donate. It takes you to the university's webpage, and you can make a contribution of however much you want. There's a bunch of buttons for different amounts, but you can always click other and donate as much as you want. Any dollar, as much as you can, is always welcome.
And it is tax deductible.
It is completely tax deductible, absolutely.
Very good. We're speaking with the Honorable Carlos Diaz Rosillo, PhD. He's head of the Adam Smith Center for the Study of Economic Freedom. And this is with the Florida International University. If you're listening in northern Florida, Manhattan, South Buffalo, or Montreal, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And this station is received with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. Letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. We have a plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who called regarding an expert on the Vatican and bringing faiths together, Bob Moynihan, who's been on the show, the New York State Senate Republican leader Rob Ort, and Steve Tiber with 8 Days of Hope that donates care with emergencies throughout the United States. Coming up, we'll have Erie County Sheriff Tim Howard and Mike Sheehan with the Challenger Learning Center. A little bit more information about Carlos Diaz Rosillo, PhD. Prior to joining the Department of Defense, Dr. Diaz Rosillo served as Senior Deputy Chairman and Chief Operating Officer of the National Endowment for the Humanities, where he was responsible for oversight of program development, policy formulation and implementation, budget and resource management, strategic planning, internal controls, information technology and cybersecurity, human capital, communications and public affairs, congressional and intergovernmental relations, and international affairs. Our guest today, the Honorable Carlos Diaz Rosillo, PhD, and he is the head of the Adam Smith Center for the Study of Economic Freedom. And this is with Florida International University. Let's talk a little bit about your goal to inspire current and future leaders. What is that all about?
So the idea is to allow our students to come in touch with, as I mentioned, people who have done real life things throughout the world, so that one day they can be inspired either to become policymakers, policy advisors, elected officials. Unlike many other programs at different universities where the emphasis is on the academic, we want to put an equal emphasis on the practical. Again, we're going to have top scholars and top researchers doing the academic thing that universities typically do, hopefully from a very balanced nonpartisan perspective. But we also want to do things that have real-life impact, and that is why we're beginning a new program to bring in, we're going to call them senior leadership fellows. These are people who have worked at the highest levels of government to inspire students, to mentor them, to teach not-for-credit classes, where students are there simply because they want to learn and they want to be mentored by these public servants, not because they want to get a credit. And the first cohort of these senior leadership fellows that started this Monday and will be in residence at FIU for the semester for the next 3 months is a pretty exciting group. If I may, let me just tell you a sentence or two about each one of them. And again, they'll be in residence at FIU, mentoring students, teaching not-for-credit classes. The first one is the former president of Ecuador, somebody who has a remarkable story. He was a socialist for most of his adult life, a declared socialist, was vice president of Ecuador as a socialist, And then run for president a little more than 4 years ago. And when he won and took office and realized the complexities of running a country and what he needed to do to really revive the economy, realized that socialism wasn't working. And so completely reversed course and became one of capitalism's biggest champions and governed the country for 4 years as a free market advocate and really took the country out of a pretty serious economic collapse. And so he's a great example of somebody who understood socialism very well, and when he got to implement it, realized that it doesn't work, and so led a country for 4 years. He'll be in residence. Second one, former vice president of Colombia and former ambassador to the U.S., a journalist, a guy who was kidnapped by the leftist guerrillas for 8 months, and so suffered directly, right, the issue of violence and terrorism in his country, rose to become vice president of the country for 8 years, and most recently, until 2 months ago, he was the ambassador of Colombia to the United States. And third, a member of Congress, a former member of Congress from South Florida, a woman who rose to become the chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the U.S. House of Representatives. She was there for 30 years, almost 30 years, 29 and a half years, representing South Florida in the U.S. Congress. And this is the type of fellows that we're going to have in the fall. And we hope that they will be able to inspire these young students to become leaders and to become public servants after they graduate.
Dr. Carlos Diaz-Rosillo, let's talk about your efforts to develop and implement innovative, meaningful, and effective public policies with the Adam Smith Center for Economic Freedom at Florida International University. Please tell us of this, Dr. Diaz-Rosillo.
Sure. This we're not yet set up for this. That's why donations are so welcome. Eventually, we want to be a place where we can serve as a platform for decision makers, for politicians, for policymakers to come to us to find the information and the analysis, the objective analysis they need to better understand complex issues, complex public policy problems and solutions to make more informed policies so that if a local government, a county government, a state government, perhaps even another political is thinking of, I don't know, raising the minimum wage or raising taxes or implementing certain types of regulations, they can come to us with the issue, you know, what the problem is, and we'll offer an objective analysis, right? We'll deploy our researchers and our experts to do studies so we can tell them, hey, you know, here are the likely consequences of raising the minimum wage. Here's what we think will happen. Here are the likely unintended consequences. And of course, the policymaker, the decision maker, will make whatever decision he or she wants to make. We're not in the business of telling people what to do, but we are in the business of providing objective analysis so that they have the information they need to make a more informed decision. So a long-term plan is to serve as a platform where we can provide objective analysis so that policymakers have the information they need to be able to make a decision that is in the public interest.
Again, if somebody listening in West Seneca, New York, Toronto, or Washington, D.C. would like to make a tax-deductible donation to the Adam Smith Center for Economic Freedom at the Florida International University, how can they make a donation, Dr. Diaz-Rosillo?
Great. The easiest way is just to go to our webpage, www.freedom.fiu.edu, and click on Donate, and it will take you right to the university's webpage to make donations. And you can make a donation of a dollar, $50, $1,000, whatever you can. That donation, which is fully tax deductible, of course, because it goes to a not-for-profit institution, the university, with the programming for the center.
Very good. Again, our guest is the Honorable Carlos Diaz-Rosillo, Ph.D. He's head of the Adam Smith Center for the Study of Economic Freedom at Florida International University. If you're listening in northern Florida, Buffalo, New York, Cleveland, Ohio, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our European and Canadian listeners. A little more information about Dr. Diaz-Rosillo. From January of 2017 to June 2018, Dr. Diaz-Rosillo served in the White House as Deputy Assistant to the President and Director of Policy and Interagency Coordination. Most of his work focused on the implementation of national security policy. In addition, he worked at the intersection of policy and strategic communications. Our guest today, and he is the head of the Adam Smith Center for the Study of Economic Freedom at Florida International University, Dr. Carlos Diaz-Rosillo. Another of your goals is to advance individual freedom and human prosperity. How do you do that, Dr. Carlos Diaz-Rosillo?
I think we do it in a number of ways. Is by doing good old-fashioned research that shows the impact of sound economic policies on both the individual freedoms that we so deserve and on human prosperity. So through research, I think that's one way to do it. Second, by inspiring our students to become public servants. That's why we have all these individuals coming in, so that they can find mentors who have done important things in their political lives. And so through research, through inspiring and mentoring our students, and holding public events, we hope to have a very aggressive public-facing set of programs starting in the fall, where we'll bring in people for conferences, where we do events that lead to meaningful debates. Again, we're not in the business of simply promoting one political view. We want to make sure that students are exposed to different ideas. So we hope to do a lot of public events where people can have a meaningful, civil, respectful debate and present the best possible arguments for why their ideas are the right ones. And then finally, through the consulting services, if we call it that, through the ability to serve as a platform where policymakers can get the information they need to make more informed policies. There's, in my experience, way too many policies are made without the right level of analysis. And when you're in the government, you're in the middle of the mess that is governing. Oftentimes, you don't get to benefit from that objective outside voice that can tell you, hey, you got to realize that there's some unintended consequences of your very well-meaning policies, and we hope to shine a light of those unintended consequences so that the policies that affect all of us, either at the local level, state level, or national level, whatever you are around the country, so that those policies have the benefit of all the information so that they can work as intended.
Now, you mentioned three prominent people, Ileana Rosa Letin, the former ambassador from Colombia, and the former president of Ecuador. Are you going to have some public forums in southern Florida where people can drive in and listen and learn from these three fellows?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to begin with, and all this will be advertised on the webpage, of course, we're going to begin with a welcoming event where the three fellows are going to just answer people's questions. They're going to introduce the topic that will be the focus of their classes. The classes will be only for the students, not for the members of the public, but the events where we're going to introduce them will be for the public at large. And then over the course of the semester, we're going to be bringing in these people to give specific talks. And not just these people. Another one who has accepted our invitation to come in is the former president of Argentina. We're working with some partners in Italy and in Spain to bring in some high-level public servants from different parts of Europe, not just Italy and Spain, for other countries as well. And most of these events, with the exception of the study group, the class, which will be only for students, and the reason for that is we want to make it small and intimate and completely off the record so they can talk their mind and be honest with the students. But with the exception of that those classes, every other event will be open to the public, and it will be advertised on the webpage, and we welcome people to come in and ask tough questions. We hope to do a lot of these also by Zoom, so that if you're not able to come to South Florida, of course, you can take advantage of it online.
Let's talk a little bit about what you do for advanced research and scholarship with the Adam Smith Center for Economic Freedom at Florida International University. Dr. Carlos Diaz Rosillo.
Sure. So we're going to start to do a research series where we look at serious issues that have an economic component and really delve into them. We're beginning with a series on education. So, and again, all the research products, all the studies will be published on our webpage. And this particular one that we're starting with will look at different aspects of education, how the free market could really help our educational system be better. The focus will be on the educational system in the United States and in Latin America, and hopefully we'll expand it to different parts of the world. But that's what just one example, a research series on education. We're going to do another one on national security policy, arguing, as the former president's national security strategy argued, that economic security is national security, making sure that our citizens have the resources they need to thrive and survive is part of what makes this nation a world superpower. It's not just the weapons, it's not just our military might, but also our human capital and our economic system. And so we'll have different research series that will crank out research products. And our goal is to be full, straightforward, not these lengthy reports that nobody reads, that are complicated, that are boring. Very simple reports. The education series, for example, will be 4 to 5 pages each report that people can easily access and get the nuts and bolts in a matter of minutes and not have to go through hundreds of pages of useless information.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to close on ESPN AM 1520. We've learned a great deal about the Adam Smith Center for Economic Freedom at Florida International University. I'd like to thank Al Zuccaro, president of the World Trade Center Palm Beaches, for recommending our guest, the Honorable Carlos Diaz Rosillo, PhD. He is the chairman of the Adam Smith Center for the Study of Economic Freedom. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production for the last 15 years of the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Again, any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Thank you for enlightening us, Dr. Carlos Diaz Rosillo with the Adam Smith Center for Economic Freedom. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.